Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. I was looking to go ahead and speak to you. I believe we have a missed call from you earlier today. I'm not sure if it's a good time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wanted to make sure that I had that the purchase went through for the website.
The purchase went through for the website. Okay, let me go ahead and double check. And if I may ask, when did you purchase the website?
Oh, it was a while ago.
It was a while ago? Okay. Give me 1 second here. Okay, I don't see any payments for the domain. Usually it's just a one-time charge of $99. Give me 1 second here. I'll try to see if I can find the notes where that was over. Just give me 1 second. Okay, so it looks like on the 9th of January, so let's say the beginning of the year, you were requested to buy the actual domain, but they offered you to update or optimize the actual my site that you currently have with us. And yes, it looks like you took that route, right? So there was no charge for the domain, and of course there was no charges to update the website either. And that was on the 9th, and you spoke, I believe, with one of our representatives for the website. Give me 1 second. On the 22nd of January. Now, was there something that you didn't like about the actual domain, I'm sorry, or the website, I'm sorry?
No, I just like to purchase it.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's my, you know.
Of course. We
can
definitely.
My business, my website.
Yes, definitely. So we could definitely go ahead and put the purchase in for you, right? Again, the domain's already been paid for, I believe, for maybe 6 more months, right? I'll double-check with my team. So there's no expiration date, right? But once you buy the domain, then you're in charge of paying that maintenance fee, right? I'm not too sure if it's how much it is, but there is a maintenance fee that you would pay, okay? Not with us, but it will be with, I think, name.com or wherever you put the domain, okay?
And what is that? And how do I get access to that when I buy the domain?
So normally we will send you out the EPP code and the information on how to access the domain if you need to, right? So again, a lot of our clients, they like to just wait until they, let's say, are officially going to apply their own website, for example, right? That way they don't have to go ahead and risk having to keep their eye on the domain from expiring, okay? So don't get me wrong.
Do what?
Okay, so the domain tends to expire if you don't pay the maintenance fee, right? That means that anybody could go ahead and purchase it. So a lot of our clients, they like to just wait until, let's say, the last moment to purchase the actual domain. That way they don't have to worry about it being expired or being rushed to apply a different website to it. Because, again, the $99 that you would be paying for the domain, it only covers the actual URL, right? It won't cover the content.
The contents of what?
Of the actual website. So the domain and website, right? Let's say they're separate, right? The domain is the URL, for example. And then the
website. What am I buying when I pay for that? Because I'm trying to buy the website that has all my shit on it.
Okay, no, unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to sell the actual website. We can sell you the domain. So let me go ahead and go over the domain with you, actually. So the domain is basically the URL, right? It's the AMA service. VA.com. Okay. So that's basically what you're buying is just that URL for $99. Then you would need to go ahead and apply your own website to it, let's say if you want to, or we could just keep the actual website that we have there. Since you're still a member, for example, you could still use that layout. So again, the only thing that $99 covers would be the domain.
So then all the Google reviews and all that would just go away?
All the Google views? Or are you talking about the
Google reviews. Reviews, the stars.
No.
For my business.
That's separate. That's actually separate. So what you're referring to is the Google business profile. Okay?
Motherfuckers, man.
Now, the business profile is actually yours. We're not going to sell that to you. It's actually yours. So those 3 reviews that are there, they should stay there. And again, you'll have access to the actual domain. I'm sorry, to the Google Business Profile.
These motherfuckers.
I'm sorry? Like I just said, I'm going to call it back, have some fun.